But there was a toll gate here where they collected toll for the pike when it was built.
I think sometimes you hear ads for a toll house restaurant. I'm sure that's probably related to the turnpike.
For years and years they collected toll. There was one at Durban and one here. So much for a sheep and so much for a cow and so much for a turkey.
Of course, there were frequently people that avoided the toll gates. That would be particularly the kind of thing that would happen if you were having dry weather. It would have been easy for people to have used a little hunter's path or a toll gate bypass path around those gates. It would probably leave the turnpike a quarter mile on either side of the toll gate and go up on the side of the hill and skirt around it.
You would pay so much if you were walking, you would pay so much if you were on horseback, and you had the tractor trailers of the 19th century. These were what we think of as Conestoga wagons. These are freight wagons, and those are the people that ruled the road. And they had 6-horse teams, typically, that pulled these heavy wagons. These wagons weren't for people. This is for goods to be moved back and forth for long distances. They developed these big muscled horses that would pull the wagons and pull them pretty quickly. They would have bells, and so you would know when a Conestoga wagon was coming because you'd hear the horse team with all the bells. These drivers were like tractor trailer drivers today. They had their own culture, and usually they were sort of big burly guys, and they'd smoke these big cigars, originally called Conestoga cigars, but then they became stogies. So they sort of, without us knowing it, imprinted a lot of their culture on America's culture today. The wagons were always blue, and the gears, the axles, the wheels were always red. And if they had a great big load in their wagon, they would put these sideboards up above the wagon bed, and those were always red as well. So red and blue, bright red and blue wagons would be seen going up and down the roads. And those colors are traditional for almost every type of wheeled vehicle in Europe and Britain. If you go over there today, and you see traditional farm vehicles, they're always red running gear and blue for the beds. The people, ironically, that paid the least were the ones with the biggest, heaviest wheeled wagons. Because if you had heavy wagons with very, very wide wheels, you can't go as fast. You can't go as fast as a stagecoach, for instance, or a mail coach that's delivering mail and some passengers very quickly on the turnpike. But a big, heavy freight wagon would act like it's a steamroller to the road. It would do road maintenance. It would flatten the road and squish out the mud so that it could harden. And so those people paid less than a stagecoach, for instance.
Your toll went up with the narrowness of your wheel. The wider your wheel, the less toll you paid, because it did less destruction to the road. There were continuous complaints about maintenance, though, by those who, I paid toll, and this road's in terrible shape.
There's a steady stream of letters to Richmond. The road superintendents were always complaining that people were not treating the roads properly, that they weren't receiving enough money to properly maintain the roads.
It's so typical of lots of enthusiasm to raise capital and build something, whether it's a building or a bridge or a road, and then that's it. And you don't realize that you've got to have an investment in maintenance, and that part of your tolls are going to be to maintain the bridge, not to just to pay off the investors.
The public was always complaining that the man in charge of maintaining the roads was stealing half the money and that the roads were not being properly maintained. So some things don't change a whole lot over time. Everybody loves the guy that's on the outside till he gets on the inside, and then he's just another SOB.
There was quite a bit of political wrangling. They had superintendents and overseers who maintained the turnpike, and they were able to sometimes use political or business influence to get these positions. And I think in some ways, very little has changed. You know, we still build roads in very similar manners today.